Welcome to Onc Live On Air. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Joshua Richter, MD, about the rationale and implications for the Phase 1 CAMA-1 study, which is investigating the bispecific antibody cevostamab in patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Richter discussed the rationale for targeting FCRH5 in the development of therapies for multiple myeloma, the evaluation of cevostamab-based combination strategies in patients with relapsed refractory disease, and what the future may hold in this research arena.
Cevostamab, which is being studied in a number of different trials, is an FCRH5-CD3 bispecific. So right now in myeloma, there are a lot of different targets, but there are three leading candidates for bispecific targets: BCMA, GPRC5D, and FCRH5. BCMA, we already have a number of drugs FDA approved, including teclistamab, elranatamab, and linvoseltamab. BCMA is a great target, but BCMA is expressed on other things besides plasma cells, including some B cells, and one of the downsides is the infection rate for BCMA-based therapies can be quite high. GPRC5D is another great target that's expressed on plasma cells, and this is the target of the bispecific antibody talquetamab. The problem there is GPRC5D is expressed on other non-hematopoietic tissue, such as the squamous epithelium of the hands and feet, the oropharynx, and the olivary nucleus. This leads to some off-tumor on-target side effects of a desquamating rash, dysgeusia and anorexia, and ataxia. FCRH5, in many ways to me, is the Goldilocks answer. It doesn't have those same off-tumor on-target toxicities of GPRC5D, but the infection rate is lower than BCMA. So FCRH5 is emerging as a really hot target where we can find the balance of achieving deep and durable remissions without some of the major side effects. So one of the really exciting things about, as we start to look into combination strategies with bispecific antibodies, is you're going to see a lot of studies similar to CAMA-1 that start incorporating the IMiDs, like lenalidomide or pomalidomide. We see this in the Monumental-2 data when we combine talquetamab and POM. And the interesting thing here is that when we're using pomalidomide with cevostamab, we're not necessarily using pomalidomide for its direct anti-myeloma activity. We're using it for its immune modulatory effect. Remembering that the main mechanism of action of cevostamab is T cell redirection. Well, IMiDs modulate the immune system and augment T cell response. So it's basically setting them up to knock them down. So the wonders of adding lower dose pomalidomide with cevostamab is we're enhancing the T cell activity against the myeloma cells, not just relying on pomalidomide to fight the myeloma by itself. So we're really excited about these combinations. One of the things we do have to be aware of is that as we augment T-cell response, some of the T-cell-specific toxicities, such as CRS, may be heightened. And I believe in the CAMA-1 study, they did see some CRS rates that were high overall, in the 80 percentile. But we do recognize that one of the things we're starting to do in standard of care is to give prophylactic tocilizumab to reduce the rates of CRS. And so far, we haven't seen any declination in responses. In fact, in an older study in the original phase one cohort E, Suzanne Trudel from Canada presented the prophylactic tocilizumab data with cevostamab, and it showed marked reduction in rates of CRS and actually better response rates, probably because we're able to keep people on timing with dosing. So I think more data is needed. And ultimately, this is going to lead to the Cevolution study, which will be the registrational phase 3 study to open up in the new year. This will be combining cevostamab with pomalidomide and compared against other pomalidomide-based triplets in early relapsed myeloma. So the next phase for cevostamab is really pushing forward towards approval. And although at the moment it doesn't seem that monotherapy is going to be the road to approval, it's really combination strategies. And some of the more important ones that we're seeing are going to be the Cevolution study combining with pomalidomide. There's been some amazing data that was presented by Adam Cohn of UPenn using cevostamab as a consolidative approach after CAR T-cell based therapy. Very exciting. And be on the lookout for some very interesting combination studies potentially with other bispecific antibodies that are going to be rolling out in 2026.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit OncLive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.